This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Michael Snyder of the economiccollapseblog.com. We got one more segment here with Michael, and then we're going to be talking to Craig Richardson. He is president of the Energy and Environment Legal Institute, E&E Legal. And we're going to talk to him, amongst other things, about their paper, The Rockefeller Way, The Family's Covert Climate Change Plan. In other words, you know, what is really behind this climate change agenda? And we have seen an explosion in regulations at the last minute from Barack Obama, and guess where most of them are coming? They're coming from the EPA. They're coming every day. The EPA is trying to shut down another major car company. So we're going to talk to him about what he thinks is going to happen in a Trump administration, because he's already picked somebody as the head of the EPA that has taken on the EPA in the past for their overreach, their unconstitutional, illegal overreach. But going back to Michael, I want to talk to you about this article you have. Why are Walmart and Boeing laying off workers if the U.S. economy is in such good shape? What do you think is going on here? Tell people what's going on and what you think is behind it.
Well, I think what is going on is a retail apocalypse. We're talking about the biggest retailers in the United States, legendary names. We're talking about Walmart laying off, a thousand workers, most of them at their headquarters there in Bentonville, Arkansas. You know, and if you go into Walmart today, I've noticed that things aren't the same as they used to be. You'll notice that the shelves aren't stocked the way they used to be. Sometimes there's big holes in the shelves where there's nothing stocked at all. But this is the biggest and most successful retailer for decades. Big problems at Walmart right now. Things are changing. Conditions are changing. Or you look at Macy's. They said, hey, we're closing another 100 stores approximately, and, they've fallen on harder times. Things have gotten tougher for them. And then, of course, Sears, where they've been closing stores for a long time, they're going to be closing another 150 stores. They're losing hundreds of millions of dollars every quarter. I don't know how you lose hundreds of millions of dollars in a single quarter, but they're doing it. And Sears is headed for bankruptcy. They're going to zero. So the biggest, most powerful retailers all across the country, the limited, just can't. Came out right up just within the past few days. They said, we're shutting down all our stores. So we're not going to have any stores at all anymore. They're still going to have an online presence.
Yeah, but Sears sold off Craftsman Tools. I mean, that's one of the longest standing things out there. So another sign of the problems that they're having at Sears.
Oh, it definitely is, because U.S. consumers are tapped out. You know, one recent survey found that 69% of all Americans have less than $1,000 in savings. So basically living paycheck to paycheck, two-thirds of the country. So consumers don't have the same kind of money to spend as they used to spend. We've got, you know, in recent years, there's been the economic prosperity or any type of a boom has basically gone to the top 1%, maybe the top 5%. But for ordinary Americans, things have gotten tougher because the cost of living, Obamacare, everything else has gone up. Meanwhile, wages have not kept pace. So things have been tough. And one leading indicator of potential economic trouble is you look at the airlines. Delta just came out with extremely disappointing results. And Boeing. Boeing is laying off engineers. And they say more layoff announcements are coming for other types of workers as well, because their sales are way down. Sales of aircraft, in fact, 53% just since 2014, just over a couple of years. And so what this is saying, when the economy is booming, air traffic tends to increase. But when economic conditions start to tighten up, air traffic tends to diminish. And that's what we're starting to see right now, where these aircraft and airlines airline companies are starting to struggle a bit. So there's all, you know, Donald Trump's coming in, but there's all kinds of indications with the real economy that things are starting to slow down. So he might be presented some real significant economic challenges right away in his presidency.
Absolutely. And of course, as reported yesterday, 97% of the recovery that did happen went to the upper 1%. So it's really a tale of two economies. It's one of the reasons why the Democrats lost so many offices under President Obama. Thank you so much, Michael Snyder, economiccollapseblog.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Craig Richardson, and we're going to talk about the Rockefeller.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Craig Richardson with Energy and Environment Legal Institute. And let me tell you one of the reasons that we wanted to talk to Mr. Richardson. Of course, we want to talk to him about what's coming up with the Trump administration, with the EPA, because they have been at the forefront of shutting down our energy, but also increasing the regulatory burden in a very unprecedented, very unconstitutional way during the Barack Obama administration. And they have been at the forefront these last days, this explosion of regulations, this explosion of chains that Obama is trying to put on the American people. They have been at the forefront of this. Every day this week, they have come after another major automobile manufacturer, trying to shut them down because they sell diesel engines. And it's not just about diesel engines, folks. It's not about fine particulate matter. if they've had their own cheating test that we caught them in North Carolina, where they were testing on human beings and cheating on those tests, trying to show how dangerous fine particulate matter was so they could shut down coal, so they could shut down diesels, because those are very efficient competitors to the energy providers that they want to subsidize, their crony capitalist friends. And so in light of that, I wanted to get him on because New American was talking about this new report, which actually comes from his organization, Energy and Environment Legal Institute, a new report that exposes the Rockefeller dynasty's role in the climate scam. And this is how New American begins their article. They say an unfathomably wealthy banking and oil dynasty has been hijacking governments, media organs, universities, nonprofits, other power centers to expand its control over the economy and the energy sector in particular, according to a recently released investigation by a watchdog group. So we have Craig Richardson with that watchdog group. He is the president of B&E Legal, seasoned professional with more than 25 years of experience. He's worked for Congressman Steve Largent. He's worked for many offices and campaigns and U.S. senators and U.S. Congressmen. He has participated in numerous issue campaigns, including anti-tax and deregulation initiatives. The website is eelegal.org. And, of course, hopefully we are going to see some deregulation from the EPA. Let's talk about first, what do you think is going to happen with the new head of the EPA? We have the Attorney General from Oklahoma, who has been at the forefront of opposing over-aggressive regulation from the EPA, and he's proud of that, and he's the person that Donald Trump has selected to be the head of the EPA. Tell us, Mr. Richardson, what are your expectations as we see moving forward? Do you think he's going to roll back some of these things that are being put on us at the last minute by Barack Obama?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think he could have hand-picked a better person than Attorney General Scott Pruitt for many reasons. For those who don't know, he is Attorney General from Oklahoma, a very important energy-producing state. He was one of the 26 or 27 attorney generals that sued the federal government over the Clean Power Plan, or as a colleague of mine refers to it, the Creating Poverty Plan.
Yeah.
So he understands that. Philosophically, he is a federalist, meaning he understands that this overreach by the federal government over the last 40, 50 years, and most particularly the last eight, is not healthy for the economy, and also not healthy for the environment. So here's a guy who understands it all. He's going to come in. I know many of the people that he's put on the transition team itself, and as the old expression goes, personnel is policy. So the people he's surrounded with, Myron Ebell of the Competitive Enterprise Institute is leading the transition team, a great group, libertarian, right of center. Myron's been working on these kinds of issues for his whole career, and other people that he brings in around to help that transition out really are very stalwart free market people. So I expect great changes. I saw in your lead up, this president going out has been more prolific than any other I can ever remember in history. I think somebody needs to remind him that his side lost and it's time for him to pack up and go.
Well, even before he won the very first time, he came out as he was campaigning and saying, you can build a coal plant, but we're going to bankrupt you if you do. And now they're going through after coming close to bankrupting the coal industry during his 8 years, and his final days, it looks like they're trying to bankrupt one car company after the other for the sin of creating an internal combustion engine because they can't do enough to subsidize the battery-run cars. People don't want to buy the electric cars. They're not there yet. The technology is not there yet. It's not as durable as these other cars. They want something that is planned obsolescence, I believe, so that they can wean us off of private car ownership and put us into another type of control grid that goes back to their Agenda 2030 and Agenda 21 sustainability issues. But that's what we've seen from this administration, is bankrupting entire industries and using the EPA as a massive tool of social engineering. And I agree with you. I think that Pruitt is one of the best picks that Donald Trump has made. I'm really hoping that we're going to see some massive changes at the EPA. It really needs to be totally changed in terms of that corporate culture that they've got going there.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's no question in some of our Freedom of Information Work Act that we did show that this administration, meaning the one that's about to leave, thank God, literally came in there on day one. I mean, we found documents going back to the same time period 8 years ago leading up into the transition, but they had that game plan in place, what ultimately became the Clean Power Plan. They were going to come in. They had already identified coal-fired power plants that they were going to shut down. They came in with a plan and, you know, mentioned it's all first, open up the renewable energy markets, push that all to their green corporate friends and like Tom Sauer, who already set up in there, and as well as just trying to completely control how much energy is used by the American public. And as we've seen, too, after 8 years, completely devastating in the energy, overall energy markets. I mean, we have so much untapped potential in this country, so many great jobs that could be created by allowing us to do and produce and drill and other things in this in our own country. And then, of course, you've got the whole issue of getting us finally weaning us off of oil from the Middle East. I mean, great, certainly foreign policy issues that all make sense. And this administration had a different agenda from day one. And thankfully, as I said, they're on their way out.
And I don't think it's even an environmental issue if you look at this. If you look at coal, they've got coal-powered plants that they could make clean. But they wanted to shut it down because they wanted to move us in a different direction. And this is very important for people to understand how the Rockefellers are behind this and how this is a move from different globalist elites to shut down one industry and move things over to another industry to use this as a justification for centralized globalization, centralized global control. But I think it's also an important story, Craig, about what happens to individuals. We saw what happened to this guy who had 8 acres in Montana, and he had a pond that he put on his land. And he went through all the permits with the state government, with the local government, and everything was fine. And then the EPA said, no, we own all the water in the United States, and we don't like what you did here. And we're going to impose fines of tens of thousands of dollars a day against you. We're going to come after you and try to garnish your wages. He worked as a welder. This is the kind of oppression that the EPA does. And, Craig, as you know, as this was going on, they're polluting in a massive way I think it was the Anime River that went through 3 different states because they went in. They were warned by a veteran engineer that what they were doing at one of these mines was going to explode. And he even said before they did it, he said, they want to do this because they want to create a superfund. And then they went ahead and did it, and it turned out exactly the way that retired engineer pointed out, and they polluted the water over 3 states and an Indian reservation and with heavy metals. So these are the same people saying we're protecting the environment, persecuting this small individual on his 8 acres, and then polluting a river over 3 states and an Indian reservation.
Yeah, and I think you hit the nail on the head because this has nothing to do with the environment. Let's face it. I mean, one of the things I'm very offended by, I come from New England and long family history and conservation and using the land for purposes. A good friend of mine, Debbie, is a rancher and fifth generation rancher in California, and they're doing the same thing with her. She actually ended up running for Congress. She couldn't take it anymore. I mean, these have been stewards of their land and raising cattle and doing everything else. And as she always points out, I can't think of anybody more who's more into their own property and protecting it than we are. And why is this unelected group of people out of Washington coming in here and telling us what to do? And all those horror stories you pointed out are exactly right. Because the point is, in the end, they're not about trying to make the environment better. They're not about clean water and everything else. It's about centralized control. It's about shifting industries from one to another. Like we discussed, the irony is, like, you get a guy like Tom Steyer who spends millions of dollars on elections trying to shut down coal-fired power plants. Yet here's a guy who made money in coal-fired power plants. His old hedge fund still do citing them overseas. So he's still making money on it. George Soros, once the coal stocks went down to near zero, went running around buying up all the assets. So this isn't about trying to clean up the environment. This is about trying to control the asset, control the resources, and then also prop up this sort of fake green energy industry. That's what this renewable energy plans are all about, where you have these unrealistic levels of attainment, because Al Gore and everybody else is already knee deep in that industry already.
Yeah, you talk about Soros and Al Gore, but also Elon Musk. This is a guy, LA Times pointed out, has gotten over $4 billion of government subsidies to build factories, subsidization of the cars that he sells. Of course, the cars that you buy with internal combustion engines, whether the gasoline or diesel, they have a higher price because that money is going to be subsidizing cars that people buy from Tesla. And yet at the same time, they just put a $4 billion charge against Volkswagen arrested one of the executives, charged him criminally. Nobody has died here. They've never taken this kind of action against any car company before, even though they've had situations where they've had exploding Pintos, they've had SUVs that are rolling over, they've had airbags that have exploded and killed people. They've never taken this type of action before like they have against VW. Now, each successive day, we're seeing them go after Chrysler, taking their stock, going after Renault, taking their stock. But meanwhile, transferring money to Elon Musk. They have their preferred people. It's crony capitalism. And when we come back, we're going to have Craig Richardson with E&E Legal break down for us how the Rockefellers are behind this. So stay with us. We're going to be right back. Very interesting report.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 0606.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Craig Richardson with Energy and Environment Legal. That's eelegal.org. We talked in the last segment about how he mentioned how George Soros went in and bought coal stocks after Barack Obama collapsed that industry. Also, Elon Musk is getting massive subsidies at your expense if you buy a car that isn't an electric car. Then he gets those carbon credits. But there's another crony capitalist that's at the bottom of all this, and that's what I wanted Craig to break down for us in this segment here. And that's a report that came from his organization, The Rockefeller Way, the family's covert climate change plan, because we need to understand what's really behind all this. Break that down for us, Craig. What is the Rockefellers' involvement in this?
Well, you know, dealing with the Rockefellers is a little hard. There was an expression from history you probably recall. At least during the Roman Empire, they would say all roads lead to Rome. Well, in the United States, really over the last 100 years, when you're dealing with any major policy, whether it's health or pharmaceuticals or environment or energy, you can say that all roads lead to Rockefeller Plaza. Mm-hmm. In some shape, way, or form, these people have been involved. Early on, J.D. Rockefeller got involved with social movements because everybody knew what a SOB he was. So he had a PR guy essentially said, you need to start giving more to philanthropy. And his other guys as well did the same thing. But what they learned very quickly early on was that you could use those social movements as a way to open up markets for yourself, to drive policy. I don't think there's any better example than to look at the United Nations. And if you scratch the surface there, you realize that it was the Rockefellers themselves that donated the land in Manhattan for this now international organization that gave them an international reach, all under the guise of doing good for the world, right? So this has been basically their MO for a long time. If you fast forward to the climate change, they were one of the early funders in the 80s. As you recall, at that time it was called global warming, which was not to be confused with global cooling, which was about 10 years earlier. But in the 80s, they started pushing global warming, and then obviously after 18 years of a pause, as they like to refer to it, they suddenly had to change gears and call it climate change, which is where we are now. So they got in early. They provided funding. Again, we talked a lot about the motives of what we've seen before in terms of them being able to control the markets, being able to understand which way things are going. But most specifically through, and the report covers this, through our Freedom of Information Act request, we discovered that back in a couple years ago, maybe 4 years ago, the Rockefeller family fund, which is one of their various social engineering groups, their foundations, held a meeting where they came up with a strategy of how they were going to essentially go after, starting with ExxonMobil. And ironically, as those who may know, ExxonMobil were two of the largest Standard Oil companies that got broken up. One was New Jersey, one was New York. So they decided they would try to go after them, similar to the way that the tobacco industry was attacked in the 90s. And in that meeting, they came up with a couple of strategy items. Number one, they were going to fund a chair at the Columbia School of Journalism. So they found this guy who fit the bill in terms of being a climate activist. They literally funded his program out of nothing. And he created this through his young journalist, a investigatory report that showed Exxon knew, sort of like the tobacco guys when they said, well, they knew that tobacco was addictive, but they were hiding it. They said that he wanted that same mantra coming out of this. Well, Exxon knew that all of their fossil fuels were driving the temperatures up around the world, so we're going to go after them and shut them down and global settlements. And the lawyers obviously started licking their chops. So that was one. Get Columbia to fund that and to do a report, which they did. Then once the report was done, they used another group that they fund called Inside Climate News, which has a bunch of old reporters from, blue chip papers like the Washington Post and LA Times, but, it's obviously activist 60s types. And so they came out, with this releasing this report and this breaking news, and then LA Times covered it. So next thing you know, you've got the echo chamber working, saying the scandal breaks of Exxon knew. And then the last piece of this strategy that the Rockefellers developed in their own boardroom was that they needed to find a sympathetic attorney general who could then use the prosecutorial powers that he has as an AG at a state level to basically go after Exxon. And actually, not only Exxon, but what really became nefarious is they started going after groups like Competitive Enterprise Institute. Anybody that Exxon had donated to, they suddenly wanted to go after and shut up. And they didn't have to go very far because they found this activist AG in New York, Eric Schneiderman, and he took the bait, or he took the
incentive. I wish we had more time. We're out of time. And if you want to see, we just scratched the surface. Craig Richardson, president of Energy and Environment. If you want to see the rest of that report, right, you can see that at eelegal.org. Is that correct, Craig?
Absolutely.
That's a very important report to read. There's more information there than we could ever possibly cover on the show. Go there and get that information. Thank you so much, Craig.
Thanks,
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. So your computer breaks and you take it to get it fixed. Do you know that the government is using tech company employees as paid informants to spy on you when you take your computer there? Of course, there's they're always looking. This is the world that we live in. Who would have thought that we would become far, far worse than the East German Stasi police in this country? And of course, that was an analogy not just coming from me, that's coming from William Binney, the former technical head of the NSA. And he talked about how he spent his entire career watching the police and surveillance states in the Soviet Union and East Germany, and said that what we have here is far more extensive than the Stasi ever was. So we've got a report by Joe Biggs that's coming up in just one moment. Before I throw to that report, I want to remind you that we have put a lot of items on sale at InfoWarsLife.com to help you start the new year right, to make your body great again. That's our initiative. We put on a variety of supplements and essential minerals and vitamins on sale, anywhere from 20 to 30% off. We've got 20% off. We've got Prostagard. We've got the Natural Sleep Aid Knockout, also 20% off. Liver Shield, 20% off. Secret 12. Vitamin B12 in a liquid format, very easy to take, very easy for your body to assimilate, very important nutrient for you to have. That's 20% off. Also, at 30% off, we have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 30% off. 30% off Super Male Vitality, 30% off Brain Force, my favorite supplement that we have here. My favorite supplement that we have here. That is, as I point out many times, one of the things that I feel right away, but as I pointed out, when I get out of my habit of taking supplements on a daily basis, as I do Monday through Friday, you know, on weekends, or as I take a vacation over the holidays, that's when I really noticed it at the end of this year, when it's like, wow, you know, I really don't have the energy or the focus or the concentration that I do when I'm taking this stuff on a daily basis. That's why it's important for you to set up a habit. And this is a good time for you to create new, positive, healthy habits. And one of the ways that you can do that is to set yourself up for AutoShip. Decide what supplements you want to take on a regular basis, what works for you, what you need to do for yourself. You can read the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com, and you can sign up for AutoShip, and you can get guaranteed delivery on all these items and make sure they never run out of stock. We just ran out of stock in DNA Force. We were out for over a month. We've gotten that back in with an emergency shipment. Once that's out, it may be out for months. But we've put it in for people, even people who are not on AutoShip. You can get that for 10% discount as a thank you, and because it's been out of stock for a while. But you can always get a 10% discount if you sign up for AutoShip. And if you have more than $50 on your, you pick the interval that you want, the products that you want shipped to you, and if that shipment is more than $50, you'll even get it with free shipping. Make sure that you never run out of the items that you want to make a habit in your daily life. Let's go to this report now from Joe Biggs. The government is using tech company employees as paid informants.
What's going on, everybody? This is Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com. Now, today I want to cover an article that I saw from TechDirt.com. Now, in this article, it says that the FBI is apparently paying Geek Squad members to dig around people's computers for evidence of criminal activity. So when I give you my computer, you're not supposed to be just going through my computer. You're supposed to be trying to fix the issues at hand. Now, if you do stumble across something accidentally, say child pornography, which is where this article does end up going, then they're supposed to notify proper authorities, but you're not supposed to be getting a paycheck from the FBI for doing that. And that's an issue that's happening here with this article. Now, according to court records, Geek Squad technician John Trey Westfall was an FBI informant and reported he accidentally located on Reitenmeyer's, I guess this is the guy who submitted his computer in to be looked at, an image of a fully nude, prepubescent female on her hands and knees on a bed, fully nude with a choker around her neck. This guy was an FBI informant who notified another man who was an FBI informant, who alerted a colleague, Randall Ratliff, who was another FBI informant, and then eventually it got to the FBI, and this guy was apparently tied to a series of illicit pictures called the Jenny Shots. Agent Tracy Riley seized that hard drive and submitted it into the FBI. Now, it's not that big of a deal. Like I said before, it is a customary practice by people who work in computer electronic device repair that if they stumble across child pornography, that they are supposed to notify the FBI. But the issue is the FBI paid this guy to do it. Now we have to go into the Fourth Amendment and what that is. The Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution provides the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable search and seizures. shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The ultimate goal of this provision is to protect people's right to privacy and freedom from arbitrary governmental intrusions. Now, setting aside the issue of whether the search of Rattenheimer's computer constituted an illegal search by private individuals acting as government agents, the FBI undertook a series of dishonest measures in hopes of building a case. Now, according to James Z. Reddit, Rattenheimer's San Clemente-based defense lawyer, Reddit says agents conducted two additional searches of the computer without obtaining warrants, lied to trick a federal magistrate judge into authorizing a search warrant, then tried to cover up their misdeeds by initially hiding records. So that's the issue, is that instead of going through the law and using it the proper way and getting that warrant and providing enough evidence to prove that that warrant is needed to seize and go through that information, they went to Best Buy employee and said, hey, here's a check for $500. Tell us what you see. Is it good that they stopped child pornography from getting out there and they went after a guy who was tied to something like that? Yes, that is good that that was, that happened. But it's the way that's happening and the way that it never just stops and starts at that one spot. It eventually begins to grow. It's like they say, you give them an inch, they take a mile. You give the federal government one computer, and then it turns into all computers. Look what Edward Snowden brought to the forefront with his revelations in The Guardian, showing how Verizon was helping the U.S. government spy on its users. Look at General Petraeus talking about how in the future, you know, your washing machine or your microwave or refrigerator will be listening to your conversations. We now have a new thing by Amazon called Alexa. That is a device that sits in your room and can listen to you. There has to be a line drawn in the sand when it comes to what these tech companies can do as far as their involvement with helping the government spy on its citizens. Like I said, we have a Fourth Amendment that clearly states that without a warrant or without reasonable suspicion, you cannot illegally seize or search or go through any of my property, that being my home. You can't go through my car, and you can't go through my laptop computer because you think something. You actually have to have some kind of evidence to allow that to happen. And we've seen how Dell is apparently having their computers intercepted by the NSA so they can install malware to spy on more people. More and more, it looks like we're living in a scene from the book of 1984. Hopefully, on January 20th, President-elect Donald Trump will be sworn in as the 45th president of the United States, and he will help us straighten this up. This has been Joe Biggs with Infowars.com.
Very important report from Joe Biggs. It's very important for us to understand that the Fourth Amendment is in tatters, and we're going to see if Senator Sessions, as he becomes Attorney General, and I think he will pass that with flying colors, but we'll have to see if he passes the other test. Will he respect the Fourth Amendment? Will he roll back these structures that have been put in place? And, of course, as Rand Paul pointed out, the FISA court has become the rubber stamp for this. They go in and they say that they're going to a court to get a search warrant, but they go in and get a search warrant for Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. That's not what the Fourth Amendment is about. The Fourth Amendment makes it very clear. You're coming in to get information about a particular person at a particular place. You're looking for something in particular. Okay, all of those were very, very particular about that. But, of course, they've used FISA. FISA was created, interestingly enough, because we had the phone companies like AT&T spying back in the 1970s for the NSA and the CIA on American people. And that was exposed by the Church Committee hearings, by the Pike Committee hearings. That was why they created FISA. Yet now they use that thing that was to stop them from doing that, to enable them to do it, as a beard to enable them to do it. The same way they're using the Constitution. The Constitution was put in place to keep them from abusing our rights. Now they take an oath to the Constitution, and they say, well, I've got the authority of office now because I took an oath to a Constitution, and they ignore the Constitution, just like they ignore the FISA Act. And, of course, the key part of this is a third-party involvement. That's why they worked so hard with CISPA with ACTA, with PIPA, and then they got CISA finally passed through, so that you can't sue third parties for turning over information about you. And one of the other fights we're going to have here, of course, is the ethics fight. And there's going to be this push going back and forth about conflict of interest. That's going to be a continuing fight that the left is going to use against Donald Trump. We had Representative Jason Chaffetz, the head of the House Oversight Committee, criticize the director of the Federal Office of Government Ethics yesterday over his criticism of Trump's plan to address conflict of interest. And quite frankly, I thought that Trump went way beyond what was necessary, what was required, both legally and ethically, to handle his very complex businesses. But this is what Chaffetz says about the comments from the Office of Government Ethics. He said, "This individual seems to be acting prematurely at best. He's rendering opinions publicly that really cause you to scratch your head. We need the Office of Government Ethics to act ethically. Ironically, that's not what they're doing." Now, this guy that came out and criticized Donald Trump's plan is an appointee of guess who? Barack Obama. See, it's all back to politics. He's been a frequent critic of the incoming administration's ethics plans, peaking Wednesday when he called Trump's newly unveiled conflicts of interest policy meaningless. Now, this is from Politico, even, that's coming out. "The plan does not comport," he said, "with the tradition of our presidents over the last 40 years. Really? Well, you know, we have a very long tradition. It goes back to people like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, who kept their businesses, who didn't have to sell them because we decided at that time that we didn't want to simply have people who were going to be professional politicians, who were going to remain in Washington and be lobbyists." And that's another part of what Donald Trump has done. And yet we have, he came up with his ethics plan to say we're going to ban lobbying from people who have been in the government for not 1 year, but for 5 years. And so immediately Paul Ryan speaks out on that. He doesn't like that idea. He's one of the guys in charge of the swamp. He doesn't want it drained. He says this proposal, he said, is dangerous. He said there are unforeseen circumstances in this. And this is the example that he gives. He says, what if he wanted to become an advocate for the Cancer Society? Then you couldn't do that under Donald Trump. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's what these guys have been doing after they leave the Senate and the House and go to K Street. They've been searching for a cure for cancer. I don't think so. And then he goes on to say this. "I don't think we should tell men and women that we want a citizen legislature. Take time out of your private life, come and serve, and then go back into private life. And you can't get engaged in civics." Okay? Because to him, civics and government means lobbying for cash. That's what is really happening in Washington. It's absolutely amazing when we see that. And you know, when we go back and we look at this, and I look at these last couple of days, we've mentioned this a couple of times yesterday, the EPA on all these last-minute regulations that they're putting out there, and we just talked to Craig Richardson with Energy and Environment Legal, and he was talking about how George Soros went in and got the bankrupted stocks of coal companies at a discounted price after Obama said, "I'm going to bankrupt that industry." And now we have every single day for the last couple of days, we've had the EPA coming in and saying, "We're going to investigate Chrysler," and that causes their stock to drop 15%. Then today they come in and say, "We're going to investigate Renault for diesel emissions test cheating," and that drops their stock. I mean, this is nothing but piracy. It made me think of the old Terry Gilliam movie, the Monty Python movie, Meaning of Life Part 2, you know, where they have these corporate raider pirates. I mean, that's what the EPA did. They went in and they arrested VW's executives, and now Volkswagen is warning their managers, "Don't come to the U.S. You'll be kidnapped by the EPA and held for ransom. And we just paid $4.3 billion to get this one guy out. They're going to arrest you as well if you go there." I mean, that's what's happening. But this may also be golden parachutes for these crooks. Remember we had the Stock Act that they said when they caught Congress and they said, "Well, you know, that doesn't really apply to us. We can do insider trading. We know if we're going to tank somebody with our laws, with our regulations." I wonder if that's the sort of thing that's going on. Boy, if you want an ethics investigation, somebody out there needs to go through this and make sure that nobody at the EPA, at Obama's EPA, is profiting off of them tanking one major corporation after another with threats of investigating their emissions tests. Okay, that's what I suspect something like that is really happening. Now I want to go to a report from John Bowne. He did a report talking about Obama's last speech. He goes to Chicago, where there is literally a war going on. About 4,000 people have died there in their gun-free killing zones that they've created. And he goes back there to give his farewell speech. Here's John Bowne's report.
After 8 years of enduring President Barack Obama's rampant hypocrisy, his final speech was nothing less than the great conclusion to the hyper-normalization that characterized his presidency.
You can tell that... You can tell that I'm a lame duck because nobody's following instructions. If I had told you 8 years ago that America would reverse the Great Recession, reboot our auto industry, and unleash the longest stretch of job creation in our history, if I had told you that we would open up a new chapter with the Cuban people, shut down Iran's nuclear weapons program without firing a shot, take out the mastermind of 9/11. If I had told you that we would win marriage equality and secure the right to health insurance for another 20 million of our fellow citizens, if I had told you all that, you might have said our sights were set a little too high. But that's what we did. After my election, there was talk of a post-racial America. And such a vision, however well-intended, was never realistic. Race remains a potent and often divisive force in our society. Now, I've lived long enough to know that race relations are better than they were 10 or 20 or 30 years ago, no matter what some folks say. You can see it not just in statistics. You see it in the attitudes of young Americans across...
Absolutely amazing. If only we had enough time to play the full 75 minutes for you, but there is about a five-minute report. You can see that on Alex Jones's channel, The Hypocrisy of Obama's Last Speech by John Baum. Don't let the door hit you on the way out, O. Good riddance.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation. conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Way solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Way set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
David Knight. So we're just looking at Obama's last speech that he made in Chi-Rock. That's what a lot of people call it, kind of a combination of Chicago and Iraq, an acknowledgement of the fact that they have so many murders in the gun-free killing zones that have been created by the Democrats' policies there, that they've had as many, about 4,000 people die there over the 8 years of Barack Obama. About the same number they've had that died during the Iraq and Afghanistan war under George W. Bush. You know, if I lived in that area, I would want to have some kind of protection for myself, and I'm sure that the liberals will next be trying to take away. As Lionel pointed out, I talked about our body armor yesterday, and Lionel said, you know, get it while you can, because if you can protect yourself with it, they'll probably try to ban it. And we've had bills introduced in certain areas already by Democrats trying to outlaw body armor. That's coming. Don't worry. It's coming. They don't want you to be able to protect yourself at all. Not with a gun, and not even with something that can't harm anybody, that is simply passive, simply defensive, and that is body armor. Again, we've put together a line of a patented form of carbon nanotube technology, the lightest, strongest, most flexible body armor on the market. Even though it's only a quarter of an inch thick, it is field-tested to stop the most powerful pistol rounds in production. It's waterproof, it's super lightweight, it's made in the U.S., it comes with a 20-year warranty. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. In the past, this has only been available to the U.S. military and law enforcement. It is state-of-the-art in body armor. This isn't real heavy metal plates that are going to weigh you down. And you can get it, as I pointed out, in just an insert that can go into your backpack to protect yourself at airports or when you're traveling, or to protect your kids when they're going to school. A lot of kids take backpacks. You can put that in there when they're traveling to school in case somebody decides to attack them, and they don't allow any adults to carry weapons to protect the kids there at the school. That's a very important thing to do for you and for your family. And, of course, that insert is the cheapest part of the body armor. You can get that for just $200, and you can find that, again, at InfoWarsStore.com. One interesting stories that came up today, I thought, was Julian Assange. Of course, the founder of WikiLeaks, he has agreed and gone publicly saying to Barack Obama, if you will release whistleblower Chelsea Manning, I will turn myself over to you. He says if Obama grants Manning clemency, Assange will agree to U.S. extradition despite the clear unconstitutionality of the Department of Justice case. That's what WikiLeaks tweeted out. And that's just a reminder of another one of the legacies of Barack Obama. The fact that he has prosecuted whistleblowers and journalists under the 100-year-old Espionage Act of 1917, he has done that more than all the other presidents over the last 100 years combined. And remember, when we talked to Thomas Drake, one of the NSA whistleblowers, and these are people who, right after the Patriot Act was done, immediately following the 9/11 attack, they came out and said, with William Binney and Thomas Drake and others, they came out and said, we don't like what the government is doing. You're doing dragnet surveillance of the American people, what Joe Biggs was just talking about in that report that we played at the bottom of the hour. You're doing dragnet surveillance of the American people. William Binney and Thomas Drake and others said, we take our oath to the Constitution very seriously, and you can do this without doing dragnet surveillance. As a matter of fact, they'd created software to do precisely that, but the government went with the people who had provided this as a private contractor. They made a lot of money by doing that. I don't know if there were any kickbacks involved. Probably were. And yet, Thomas Drake was never prosecuted by the Bush administration. It was years later, almost 10 years later, when Barack Obama came after him and arrested him on trumped-up charges. It was actually a persecution. One of the most shameful things in our history, the way the Obama administration tried to jail that constitutional patriot, Thomas Drake. That's his true legacy. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.